Yeah, I'm gonna go with some gumbo.
Okra, tomatoes, onions. Yes, we raised onions, that's right. That's what you were trying to get at. onions is a good crop.
What do you call the little skinny onions? The little fresh ones?
The shallots. Okay. Is that what you want?
Whatever you call it.
Shallots.
Tell me about different kinds of beans. What all kinds of beans did you grow?
Bush beans, and there's a climber. Green beans, yellow wax.
What's the difference between the yellow wax bean and green bean? I mean, do you eat them
color?
That's all?
That's about it.
You eat them in both in the pod, though, right?
Right.
Okay.
So what kind of type of bean? Except one is a yellow bean, and the color of the bean is yellow. The seed on the inside of a yellow bean, though, is most of the time dark.
I know that.
The bean. Hmm. Don't you find that?
I've noticed.
And the green beans, some are dark and some are white. Mm-hmm. I still grow some that are white.
Hmm. Green
and
yellow beans, flat
too? Yes, they usually seem to be more on the flat side, where the climber that we raise is more round, like your finger, like your little finger.
Did you ever raise any kind of beans that you had to take out of the pod, you know, to eat?
Shell. Those are the black eyes.
What else?
Well, they do raise pinto beans. I don't recall that we did.
Anything else?
Cream?
Yeah.
Well, they're black eyes. It's mostly purple hull. They're all in the same family. I don't recall that we raised the cream peas. We usually call them black eyes.
What do you call tomatoes that don't ever...
And corn, of course, was raised.
Oh, yeah.
Now, many times, those crops that were raised, the corn crop was raised on farms, and we didn't have a farm. So... It takes up a lot of room, and we didn't usually plant more than one row, or if that. Sometimes we didn't plant any.
How big a garden did you have, you know?
I'm not very good at feet and measurements.
I had one this year that was, last summer, it was 15 by 15, and by the end of the summer, it just seemed huge.
Well, I don't know.
But it's really, you know, it's not a big garden at all, it's a small garden. But, you know, when those leaves start growing.
Right. Well, we're just a family of four. So, it's two children and my mother and daddy. So, we really didn't need to raise any great amount.
Yeah, that, you know, one that size probably wouldn't
take
it up. Let's see. Oh, what do you call tomatoes that don't get any bigger than about this big?
Cherry tomatoes.
Potatoes that have kind of orangish meat, or that are kind of orange.
Sweet potatoes.
Okay. Things that grow in heads, leafy.
Cabbages.
Okay. Anything else?
Lettuce.
Did you have head lettuce, or did you have the other kind, whatever you call it?
The leaf lettuce is usually what we grew, and that does better.
Can you have a garden here all year long? It almost seems warm enough to have.
It gets pretty hot in the summer, but you can have two crops, spring garden and a fall garden, if you're lucky.
Yeah, right. When do you usually get your first freeze here?
Well, it could be as early as the 1st of November, but many times it isn't until the 1st of December or even later. This year we've had a freeze.
Have you? Yeah. We've had
a hard freeze.
In Dallas.
Yes, well, we had a hard freeze about 2 weeks before Christmas.
I guess it's probably about the same time. We usually get ours about the middle of November. About the little after the 15th, it seems like. But
we have gone even till the 1st of the year before it freezes.
Yeah. Sometimes even now, that'll happen. About corn.